What's up, what's up, what's up? This is the Black Screenwriter, episode 5. It is a Saturday, and as usual, the sun is not out. Partly cloudy, gray, typical bullshit. Anyway, today I want to talk about, will someone steal my idea? As a writer, a lot of times you get an idea, or you got to complete a screenplay, you got a synopsis or a treatment or what have you. And when you, especially when you're just starting out, and you know, even after you've been writing a while sometimes, but usually this is something I attribute to when you're just starting out, you're wondering, is someone going to steal my idea? My idea is so great, and I just don't want no one to, I don't want anyone seeing it. And the thing is, it's all about the execution of an idea. It's not necessarily about an idea itself. I do believe, you know, people probably jack concepts. I mean, I've seen too many movies with the same concept. A woman that's a ghost, a flying car, you know, the execution of it obviously is your own. But I am here to say I think people may jack concepts. You know, if you got a, I want to do a movie about a tree that dances, you know, that's totally unique. And if there's another movie about a tree dancing, I guess it could happen. But in any event, what you, you know, when you're starting out, you have to really, I guess my first thought is no one should really see your work until you've been through draft after draft after draft after draft, and you've had it, you know, looked at by, after walking away from it, then you go after draft after draft after draft, and then you walk away from it again until you kind of perfected it, you know. I wouldn't too much, worry about someone stealing an idea, because at the end of the day, if someone is out there trying to jack an idea, they're obviously not doing anything positive with their career. So if they have to jack ideas to make things happen, they probably couldn't do anything with it if they did steal your idea. So that you don't want to spend too much time worrying about, fortunately. You do want to keep the energy going, though. So let's say you are a young writer, and what you feel is something unique and hot and all of that, and you... then, you know, you get it going, and you're starting to wonder. Don't do too much wondering. You know, what you want to start doing is getting a network of people you trust. And from that point, your network will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And again, usually you kind of outgrow the whole concept of someone possibly stealing your idea as you get further and further into your career. But yeah, it's not something that I think happens too often. I think, you know, if it does happen, you know, obviously, you know, it's more of a concept thing. And I do believe, you know, you can have a very unique concept and someone hears about it, and, you know, but that's, you know, you don't want to, you know, I would hope, you don't want to make yourself, locked down and afraid to, you know, reach out to people to try to get your material to the next level. But at the same time, you know, you got to take chances. So people have to see it and read it and get into it. So, you know, that said, I think, you know, just don't be afraid, you know, get out there and do what you do and make it happen. So, with that, today is just a short you know, a short blurb. There isn't much news to follow up on. Avengers is out. Go see it. Go support it. Traffic. Mentioned Traffic before. Deion Taylor's film still in the top 10. It's another movie you definitely want to go out there and see. If you want to follow us on Instagram, we're at Scared of Police. Other than that, I'm out.